These are the Barat Ministry announcements for November 17th, 2019. Happy birthday to Pat Collins. Coming up November 20th. What is this? This is 17th. So that's Wednesday, huh? Happy birthday. What number? You going to tell? 78. 78. That's awesome. A mere youngster. mark your calendars. Well, you can't mark your calendars, but elders meeting's going to be this week. We need to set that up. The Lord's Supper celebration for December will be December 15th. That's the third week of the month as opposed to the second. And that's because we're not going to have face-to-face teaching on the 8th. We'll visit the vets on December 15th at 2 p.m. and we'll get a chance to celebrate Christmas with them. No face-to-face teaching December 8th and December 29th. So get that on the calendar. Is that on the website now?
Yes.
Awesome. Barat Ministries Homecoming for next year, where the non-resident people come back, is April 24th, 25th, 26th. And good time to get your tickets is now while they're inexpensive. Mark your calendars. The 10th annual Coeur d'Alene Conference will be August 7th and 8th, 2020. Harold, get your golf clubs ready. I'm going to be pounding the rock that day. Those 2 days, or the days before, anyway. We have a new location, as you know, and that is right here. We're not moving. I just want you to know that we signed the contract this week. We have 2 years from January, plus the option of a third year. So we're in pretty good shape there, and our landlord is being very respectful of us today. I was driving in, and I saw him, and he said, yeah, we're going to finish by 9 o'clock. Don't worry. He's like, it's all right, man. All right. So that's what happens when the pastor traumatizes people in the community. The grant process continues. The next meeting with the grant writer is November 22nd, where we're going to go over the places that he wants us to apply. Denise Jones is on board to help me with that. And as a matter of fact, he sent us something this week, and Denise found some things that we're going to talk about this week. So one of the things that I'll talk to you guys about is that you're going to hear me talking about money a lot over the next couple of years. And, you know, that usually turns people off from God, because they think that somehow, you know, a regular business runs on money, revenue and expenses, but a church is somehow exempt from that. Well, we're not. We run on money as well. And I understand that we as a congregation are giving a lot, and the giving that we do is the giving that keeps this ministry open. There are some things we could do as congregation members to find grants and apply for grants where we could get additional funding for our ministries. Now, I don't know how to write a grant, and so for the last year, I've been employing a professional on our behalf to teach me what we need to do. And Denise didn't know what to do with the grant when I sent her the email and said, hey, look at this. But we just do it. And I think, you know, one of the things that would be great is if you guys start doing that as well. So we're going to share some of the things we're doing. And if you start looking for some grants to fund ministries, that's how you'll find your spiritual gift. Because every one of you wants to do something with your spiritual gift. You want to find out what it is and you want to do something with it. And if you're going to do something with it, it has to be funded. And there are organizations that are willing to fund your ministry if you're willing to ask them for the money. And it's not hard asking people for money. So we're going to be concentrating on that a bit in the next couple of years. And I just want you to know that's coming. And if you're one of those people who allows yourself to be turned off by what the world has told you ought to be your attitude toward giving, then you're going to be offended. And that's just ridiculous, because Christians give. That's what we do. That's what God put us here for, to give. And so, you know, we need to really get our head wrapped around that idea. There's an app for that. Download the Barat Ministries app. It's available at the Apple App Store, the Google Play Store, and the Microsoft App Store. And it's a great way to evangelize. Get your friends to download it and then show them how to use it. And if you don't know how to use it, ask Larry. He'll tell you how to use it. Ask me. I'll tell you how to use it. And then you can tell your friends how to use it and then just turn them on to some of our lessons. And a lot of people get ignited that way. You know, one of the things I keep hearing is that people really want to get to know God. I just heard a big thing this week with statistics and everything about how much the millennials want to get to know God. So we need to help them. And so we're going to be doing things and developing things over the next year to put them in a position to know God. And right after the service, Prayer Power, we'll get together and send our petitions and intercessions to the Lord so that we can engage supernatural power in our human experience. And so please join us for that if you can. And those are the announcements at Barah Ministries for November 17th, 2019.